If you're presenting in front of an audience, we often use presentation technologies like PowerPoint or the online tools like Prezi and Murally and so forth. One issue though is that it's always somebody at the front talking to somebody who, some a group of people who are sitting and listening and watching. One way that you can help to engage your audience a little bit more is to use a tool like presentation.io. And what that does is it provides them with, providing they've got a device on which has internet access, it provides them with a smaller version of what you're presenting on screen. So if they've got a smartphone, a laptop, a tablet, you simply provide them with a URL, a specific URL to the presentation that you've uploaded, and they can see your presentation on the screen directly in front of them. Now that might help some people who have maybe have problems with distance vision, or if you've got some live links on the slides in your presentation, they'll be clickable on the devices that your audience is watching from. It's very straightforward to use. You sign up for a free account, and then you upload your first presentation. In the free version, your presentations only remain there and remain online and live for 48 hours. But you can re-upload them, so it's something you can prepare in advance and then upload ready for your presentation. Once you've done that, it's simply a matter of when you're ready to go and you're in front of your audience, you can click on the Start Presenting button and then provide your members of your audience with the URL that's specific to that presentation. And then they'll be able to see live each slide as it comes up. But even more importantly, what they can do is, provided you allow it, you don't have to, but you can enable commenting. So that if they have questions about specific aspects of your talk, they can ask those questions in the comments feature without interrupting the flow of the presentation. And sometimes presenters are happy for folks to do that, and then at other times it detracts from that natural flow. So being able to comment and then perhaps refer back to them later on at the end of the presentation and come back to the questions that people have asked and provide your answers, that's quite a powerful feature, I think. There's not much more else to it than that. It's very simple and straightforward to use. You can change the privacy settings and set a password should you choose to do so. As I said, you don't have to enable the discussion or chat feature. It's entirely up to you whether you do that. So presentation.io, useful for live presentations and perhaps even presentations where your audience might be separate and distance and you might just be doing an online webinar.